Gilbert, it's so good to have you on the Grove Collective podcast, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So for everybody that's joining us today, Gilbert, he does a lot here at the Grove. He is website. He is floor director. You do a lot of different things here, man.
I actually wouldn't even be here if the social media component wasn't factored in. The first time I started helping out at the Grove, I remember specifically when you were just giving announcements and saying, Hey, if there's anyone that's available to help out with social media. And that's really where it started. And that was a month before COVID hit. But without that announcement, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in, and I wouldn't have had the opportunity to grow. And so thank you.
You're welcome, man. Mm-hmm. And I think what's so powerful about what you just shared is we're in this series that is on worship and creativity. Mm. And I think those two things are connected. Mm-hmm. And on our last couple episodes, I was talking with Josh and we were talking about the biggest part of our worship experience is making ourselves available to God's presence.
So good.
And I think that's what you did with the Grove. You were like, hey, there's obviously a need. Mm-hmm. I want to make myself available.
Very much so.
And you also, you get to help lead our creative team here at the Grove. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely wanted to give people an opportunity to get to know you, hear your story.
Awesome.
And also I want to talk about, I feel like you have this common thread that goes along and goes through everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about that later too.
Sounds good.
First and foremost, man, I want you to share just a little bit about your story and how you got to the Grove.
So the way that we got to the Grove, it started out when we were in California. And we actually were working with a tissue worker. He was someone that had been working with Brina for about 3 years. She was a professional bikini bodybuilder for about 8. And in those 3 years, he would sprinkle in, hey, you guys want to come to church? And I was like, yeah, we'll come to church, no problem. And when it actually came time to go, we would find a way to back out.
Yeah.
He didn't ask us every time we had a session with him. He would just kind of weave it in every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I actually became really close friends over those 3 years. And when I lost my job and when things were in shambles, our best option was to leave California. Mm-hmm. We couldn't afford to live out there. And the last Sunday, when we were going to be leaving that week to head out to Arizona, I was like, we owe it to JoJo to at least go out of courtesy. Like, I was raised Catholic, but Christianity wasn't on my radar.
Yeah.
It was just being a good friend to the person who is good to us.
Yeah.
And when we got to the church that he took us to, it was a church called The Well in Livermore. And before service even started, we walked in and it just felt different. So I did martial arts for about 20 years and strength and power are really the two dominating concepts. Emotions and all that other stuff is unnecessary. And so as the service was happening, I started to feel that lump in my throat and I was like, what is this? And why can't I not fight it? I can't stuff it down. I've always been able to stuff it down. It's there and I can't not acknowledge it, what is happening.
Mm.
And by the end of the service, I was crying with my wife. And so I was like, there's something.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Arizona, we got a list of different churches that we went to or that we could potentially go to. And this happened to be on Gilbert Road. And my name's Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, let's try this one out. And it's close to our house. And right when we came in, the feeling that we had when we went to the well, we had that same feeling here.
Yeah.
And so that was it. We didn't go to any other churches.
Yeah.
And for the next like 8 weeks, we sat in the same spot and we just cried. We didn't know any of the songs. We didn't know anything. We were just figuring it out.
Yeah.
And that really is what got us to the Grove. And that announcement you made really opened the door for me.
Yeah.
And our life is fundamentally different from how it was 3.5 years ago.
Yeah. I remember when I first met you and Brina, and I was like, there's something different about them. And you guys were just so real and raw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that about you guys.
Thank you.
Still do. You said something that was really profound, man. And I think it describes what worship is pretty accurately. So you're talking about your friend JoJo?
Yeah.
And you said, we wanted to be good to someone who was good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to unpack that because I think that's what worship is. Ooh. To a certain degree. Your natural response to JoJo, mm-hmm. was, man, like, I want to go be in his presence right now. He deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that.
True.
Because of how good he's been to us.
100%.
And that just hit me like a ton of bricks right now as you said that. And that really, that's how worship happens with God. When we recognize how good he's been to us.
Yes.
It's like, it doesn't matter what's happening in our life. We're like, hey, I gotta go be with that right now. You know what I mean?
100%.
So that's beautiful, dude.
I appreciate
it. I don't even think you realized how powerful that was when you said that.
Yeah, I just was saying how I felt and explaining my story. And as I look back at everything, the good and the bad that happened in my life, now I understand that God was there for us the entire time.
Yeah.
Even when we weren't going to church on Sundays, when I wasn't reading the Bible,
totally.
He was still taking care of us.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that I get a chance to be here at the Grove and have my wife at the Grove and see where God leads us next.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful, man. Worship is a response. And I think once we recognize God's goodness and his love for us, it's just an overflow. You know what I mean? That happens.
So true.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you're passionate about.
Ooh, my passions. Well, right now at the top of the list would be pickleball. So it's this new sport. It's kind of like a blend of badminton, ping pong, and tennis.
Yeah.
It's fairly new, but we started playing after Thanksgiving last year. My wife and I picked it up, and we've just been playing pretty regularly. And so pickleball is definitely a passion of mine. And then another one is a project that I started called Copper and Christ. And so when I took a look at the space of Christianity and just like the style that... the style of, I guess, apparel and jewelry. I was like, there's not really any copper that's out there. And so with Arizona being the copper state, I wanted to pay homage to that component. My journey in Christianity wouldn't exist without Arizona. So that's a project that I really enjoy because the pieces that I make, they represent the Holy Trinity. And I think that's another component that's really important, especially for myself, because I was raised Catholic, so I did always believe in God, but I didn't feel Jesus was necessary. I was like, if I'm talking straight to God, he's the guy, so that's it. Jesus was the middleman. So I now understand why that mentality and that that perspective is just a little bit off.
Yeah.
This perspective that I have now is more complete.
Totally.
So another thing that I'm also very passionate about is reading the Bible every day. I wake up in the morning pretty early, but I think it's the best way that I've found to start the day.
So with Copper and Christ, that's bracelets and necklaces and jewelry pieces that you make?
It is, yeah. Definitely.
That's awesome, man.
But then the biggest thing I think, though, is the team here at the Grove. Just being able to play a role in being able to distribute the word each weekend and working with the team that we have here at the Grove, that's something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
I like the way that we're able to connect with our camera ops, with people that are on the front of house or pro presenter. There's so many things that I've learned that go into a service, and having all of that organization is super important.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm learning about and also passionate about at the same time.
Yeah. There's something too that I've noticed about you and that I want to highlight, because if worship is really like the totality of our life and how we live, like that reflects ultimately what we worship, I think there's certain aspects of the way that we live that show up because of who we worship. And you do a lot of creative things here at the Grove, whether it's web design, whether it's floor directing. And if people don't know what floor directing is, you're taking shots that are live and figuring out how to sequence them together in a way that makes sense to the viewer.
That's
right.
Really well done.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you got an eight. Man, I have this scripture that I wanted to share with you because I felt like when I thought about your life and your creative capacity and potential and what you do on a daily basis, this describes it. And it comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, and it says, God is not a God of disorder. Mm. He's a God of peace. Mm-hmm. And that scripture came from a place of when there was disorder and chaos in the worship service. So like during a church service.
Yeah.
And we know why that is a horrible thing, because sure, wherever there's chaos and disorder, we, number one, we don't have peace. Sure. And number two, things don't really make sense to us.
Right, right.
So man, can you just share a little bit about how you, I feel like for the most part in your professional career and in your creative capacity, you find a way to like take chaos and make order out of it.
Yes.
Can you just talk about that for just
of
a little
course.
Bit?
Of course. Yeah. I actually enjoy the challenge. That chaos for me is kind of like a problem, and it's a good problem. And I feel like God puts things in our path for us to learn from.
Yeah.
And so if everything was always good all the time and everything ran perfectly and you never had to change anything, cool, then that's great, but you might be stagnant. What happens when that chaos is there? There's other variables that you have to factor in, and being able to understand what those variables are and then either determine what path to go or what to actually ignore. Like, those are all things that I think come over the course of time,
yeah,
over gaining experience.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's very important, especially with floor directing and making everything happen. Just being able to understand the situation, analyze it quickly, and then make a decision. They're not always gonna be the right decisions. I definitely still make mistakes. But at the end of the day, if you're doing your best, I think that that's another way of worshiping. Making sure that you tell yourself you're doing your best every day. In yeah. the event tomorrow doesn't happen, are the actions and choices that I took today something that I could look at God at and just be like, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I did that day. Yes, I made those choices.
Yeah.
And if I can envision that conversation, then I feel like, okay, as long as I can say to God, these are all the things that I did, then I feel like, okay, I'm in a good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man. I loved what you said too, because the fact that God is not a God of disorder, He's a God of peace. That doesn't mean that when there is disorder in our lives or when there is a storm or when there are trials, that God is not there.
I agree.
And we get to partake in making His presence known mm-hmm. by navigating the storm, by accepting the challenge and overcoming the problem. And then when God's presence is made known in that place, there's peace.
100%.
You
yes,
know?
That is exactly it.
For
I agree
sure.
with that. Yep. And so that's why I don't shy away from issues.
Mm.
I am not scared of them. It's not like I want the troubleshooting to happen.
Right.
But in the event it does, I know that I will do my best in order to make sure that I can stand on the choices that I made on,
yeah.
in that moment.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Man, so I think I needed to hear that, but I think everybody needs to hear that. It's like, don't expect that there aren't going to be problems in life,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't expect yeah. that there's not going to be storms in your life.
Right.
And it's so beautiful too, because I've even seen what happens with you and your team when you do face a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't carry it all by yourself.
True.
You also lean on other people
Very
to help
much
navigate
so.
That storm, that trial, that problem.
Oh, so
you
true.
Know?
Yes, there are some very crucial individuals. Of course, everybody is very important.
Yeah.
But one of the people that have been with the Grove production team from jump, even before I was there,
yeah.
his name's Devin.
Mm.
And he's an asset to us. He's learned so much being at the Grove.
Yeah.
And I definitely get a chance to lean on him and the rest of the team every single week.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because even though there are those trials, when we work through it together, it actually brings us closer together.
For sure.
So when you have an issue and you're able to figure it out as a team, it might be hard in that moment, but when you get over it, like a couple weeks later, you can look back at that and be like, dude, can you believe we went through that?
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's fun. And it keeps things entertaining. But at the same time, it's always directed towards God. That's always the theme for us. Mm-hmm. And just being able to incorporate art and our production team and relationships and have God always woven together, I think that's a beautiful thing for us.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So as a kind of a final thought, man, that I think that I would benefit from, you, I have seen that you are someone, whether it's your martial arts background, mm-hmm. whether it's your journey in bodybuilding with Brina,
yep.
you have been in some arenas that require an insane amount of discipline and order and self-control. And I think that, I think when we navigate those things well, we do experience more peace in life.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways, I think if there's some people that are listening today,
sure.
and they feel like there's just chaos in their life, mm-hmm. like it's dysfunctional, it's chaotic, there's disorder everywhere. What are some ways practically that you think everybody can benefit from by being able to create some order in our lives?
Sure. The first thing that I can think of is getting back to the Bible. I think the Bible, in my perception of the Bible, it's almost like a love song. When you read it, it might connect with you in one way or another, but depending on where you are in life, it'll resonate in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you never go to the Bible and you're just like, it's chaos, it's chaos, it's chaos, I can appreciate that perspective. But if you look at the Bible, there's been a lot of chaos in the Bible too. And you get a chance to see how those individuals or that group of people navigated the chaos.
Yeah.
And it's not just one story. There's a ton of stories in there.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the Bible's a way to see another perspective. And hopefully by reading the Bible, you can look at your own life and your current situation and be like, okay, this is crazy, this is crazy, and this is crazy. However, God will be here. God will be with me in these yeah. moments. He's still here in these moments.
Yeah.
And these, I really perceive those challenges as learning moments. And maybe the thing to learn, which I know I learned, is to ask for help.
Mm.
Because as I mentioned, strength and power being the only things that you are really focused on in martial arts, asking for help means you're in a state of weakness.
Yeah.
I am not strong enough to do this. But if you don't ask for help and you're just doing it on your own, it becomes real tough.
Yeah.
But I think God sets it up that way, so you have to ask for help. You wanna keep not asking for help, it's gonna be harder.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little harder, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna break down. Ask for help.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no one to ask for help from? Go back to the Bible.
Yeah.
There is a way to connect with people to get help. And so that's what I would recommend. Go back to the Bible. And if things are as crazy as they are, humble yourself enough to ask for some help.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's good, man. I think for me, recognizing how helpless I actually am
Ooh.
Is like the starting point of my spiritual journey. So, that's when the that's gospel so really like transformed my life, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that yeah. I can definitely appreciate that perspective, because when we moved out here, my health was horrible.
Mm.
I was in a very, very bad place, and I didn't have insurance. And so all I could afford was prayer. And so that's what I did. But then what changed for me was, okay, if you pray, does that mean you're miraculously going to just get better? Maybe.
Right.
But maybe God sends people to help you.
Yeah.
But if you're like, no, 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 I'm strong enough to do it on my own. Yeah. I don't need anybody's help. Miss God's going to save me. He might be saving you right now.
Yep.
But you have to be able to recognize that and see it in that moment. So that's why, again, it makes sense to go back to the Bible so that you can see those moments and opportunities of interaction that happen on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that is awesome. It's definitely, I think that for a lot of us, we run to every other place but the Bible, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we experience chaos or disorder. And that is the one place where we can go consistently to meet the Lord, for sure.
Agreed.
And I can relate. There's been seasons when I've tried to be strong, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm afraid to admit my weakness. And it's like, in our weakness, the scriptures say that's when God's strength is made most manifest, you know?
I love that.
So
that makes so much sense.
I'm going to hold on to both of those truths, and I hope that everybody else does who's listening to this as well, man. And I just want to say thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Gilbert, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're a part of our creative team at The Grove. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot. You do a lot behind the scenes, man. But a lot of the people who are out front and visible wouldn't be as visible, and it wouldn't make sense too if it wasn't for you. So
I appreciate that. Team effort, for sure. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, Nate. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And I look forward to having more conversations with you in the future, man.